我们请翻开诗篇。
Let's turn to the book of Psalms.
诗篇一百十八篇。
Psalms 118.
二十七节。
Verse 27.
诗篇一百十八篇二十七节。
Psalm 118, verse 27.
诗篇一百十八篇的二十七节。
Psalm 118, verse 27.
这么说，主是神，他用光照了我们，所以我们理当用绳索把祭牲拴住，牵到坛角那里。
Verse 27 says, God is the Lord, and he has given us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords to the horns of the altar.
诗篇一百一十八篇呢，虽然没有指明它的作者啊到底是哪一位。
Although Psalm 118 doesn't tell us who its author is.
但是我们从前面的几篇还有这一篇呢，我们可以看得出来，它的作者啊应该是属于大卫。
But we can look from the previous Psalms and this Psalm as well that the author is perhaps David.
大卫呢，他个人对神呢的体验呢非常的丰富。
David had great experiences towards God.
因为他曾经走入黑暗的阴谷。
Because he once walked through the valley of the shadow of death.
难道他经过很多的危险？
He encountered many difficulties.
他自己曾经说他离死只不过是一步。
And he even said that he was just one step away from death.
神把他拯救出来。
And God saved him.
让他能够脱离敌人的手。
So that he was able to be saved from the hands of his enemies.
所以他可以从从黑暗里面走出来的人。
So we can say that he was a man that walked out of darkness.
也是从死亡当中走过来的人。
He was also a man who walked out of death.
所以他做了很多的诗篇在歌颂神表达他对神的感恩。
So in many psalms he writes about his thanksgiving towards God.
那这一篇呢是对他本人对神的感恩。
And this psalm is the way that he felt towards God.
同时呢，他还是用这一篇教导其他的人要跟他存一样的心情来感谢天上的这一位神。
At the same time, he used the psalm to encourage others to have the same heart to give the same thanks to God.
所以二十七节他就说主是神。
So verse 27, he says, God is the Lord.
这位主就是他祖先的神。
And this God is the God of his ancestors.
这位神呢，也就是曾经向摩西显现的那位神。
And this God was also the God that appeared to Moses.
这位神也是他们世世代代的神。
And this is also the God of all generations.
那他曾经用光中文写的比较不清楚，但是意思是说他曾经用光照了我们。
And it also says that he has shown us with light.
因为我刚刚提过他个人经历很多的危险。
Just now we said that he encountered many dangers.
神帮助他，不把他交在敌人的手中。
And God saved him so that he did not fall into the hands of his enemies.
虽然他经过了很多的危难。
Even though he encountered much difficulties.
就好像神用他的脸光照他一样。
It seemed as though God shone his light upon him.
所以诗篇的作者他曾经作诗说
So the psalmist once wrote
求神呢扬起脸来光照我们
And ask that the light of the Lord shine upon us
神的脸是带有荣光的
The face of God carries his glory
被神荣光的脸一光照以后就是表示神的绝对照顾
And when the light of God's face shines upon us that means we have his complete protection
神也用他荣光来亲自拯救大卫
And God also used his glory to save David.
所以大卫他说他曾经用光照了我们。
And that is why David says that at one point in time he has shown his light upon us.
那这么一位慈爱的神，有能力的神，帮我拯救出来，从死亡的阴谷幽谷当中拯救出来。
And he is such a loving and merciful Savior who has saved him from the shadow of the valley of death.
所以我们理当应该用绳索把祭牲拴住，然后把它牵到坛角的地方。
So what we must do is to bind the sacrifice with cords and carry it to the altar.
也就是作者对神感恩的一个最高点。
Which is this is the highest point of thanksgiving of the author.
不但是用他的 言语来表示他个人的感恩。
He doesn't just use his speech to express his thanksgiving.
同时他用行动来表示他对神的感恩。
He also uses his actions to show his gratitude.
那个行动的最高点呢，就是牵一只羊羔啊，把它拴好，把它拴住了。
And the climax of the action is that he has taken this sacrifice and has taken it with cords.
把它牵到坛角那边去奉献给神。
And he has bounded the sacrifice and carried it to the altar to sacrifice to God.
这是他的教导人的一首诗。
This is a song that he uses to teach others.
不但是教导他当时那个世代的人。
It isn't only to teach the people of that generation.
同时也是教导今天这个世代的我们。
At the same time, it is to teach us today.
我们对神也是很多地方值得来感恩。
There are many things that we should give thanks to God for.
我们从很多的见证呢，知道。
And we can see this from many testimonies.
很多人呢，以前就生活在绝望当中。
Many people lived in despair before.
生活在黑暗里面。
They lived in darkness.
没有指望。
They had no hope.
有的是生活在疾病当中。
Some people lived in illnesses.
整天过着很凄惨的生活。
And every single day, they lead a very pitiful life.
自从认识主耶稣以后。
But after they knew Jesus Christ,
神的脸光照他,
the face of God shone upon them,
才使他的人生啊有转变的机会,
and it caused their life to be able to change,
才使他的生命啊有个充实的机会,
and it gave them the strength in their life,
使他从绝望当中啊走出来变成有希望,
to give them to be able to walk out of despair into hope.
这个希望啊不只是现实的希望，不只是今生的希望,
and this hope is not just in today.
这个希望同时能够带领他直到天国的一种希望。
And this hope is a hope that can carry them all the way to heaven.
所以很多弟兄姐妹有这种感想，就见证出来。
So many brothers and sisters have this feeling, and so they testify of it.
那我们就像这个作者一样啊，我们既然得了神的恩典以后，要怎么办呢？
And just as this author, we have received the grace of God. What should we do next?
所以当用绳索啊，把祭牲啊拴住，牵到坛角来。
So we too should bind the sacrifice with cords to the horns of the altar.
当然我们今天呢，大家没有养牛羊啊。
Of course, today we do not have sheep or cattle.
所以不能够把它牵到教会来。
And so we can't carry these into the church.
教会来的话也是被杀掉，大家吃一吃。
And if we just bring it to the church, then you're just going to kill it and eat it.
以前不久以前，大林教会他们举开灵恩布道会。
And not too long ago, there was a church in Taiwan who had a spiritual convocation.
有一位信徒啊，他奉献两只羊。
And there was a church member who offered two lambs.
这两只羊不是要来献祭啊，现在是新约时代，就不需要献祭。
And so these two lambs were not for sacrifice because we live in the New Testament.
所以就请专人哈，把这个羊啊宰杀掉，大家分来吃。
So they asked somebody to come in and kill the lambs and to eat it.
但是这个祭牲啊是什么意思？
But what is it? What is the sacrifice?
旧约时代的第一个懂得用羊羔把它杀掉来奉献给神的第一个人就是亚伯。
The first person in the Old Testament who knew how to take a sacrifice and sacrifice it to God is Abram.
然后再来就是挪亚。
And then Noah.
那么这些古圣徒呢
？By Abel and then Noah.
古圣徒他们懂得用这些祭牲啊来奉献给神。
The old saints knew to take these sacrifices to give it to God.
然后到了摩西时代呢，神就指示得更清楚。
And when it was Moses' time, God showed them even more clearly.
那这些就是要用来感恩。
And these are to be used for thanksgiving.
那同时也是用来服侍神。
It's also used for serving God.
那祭牲现在是指的谁呢？
So sacrifice, what is a sacrifice for us today?
就是按照保罗他的说法，是指的我们自己。
And according to Paul's terms, it is us.
我们请看罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans.
罗马书十二章的第一节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
罗马书十二章第一节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。第二节
Verse 2,
不要吓怕这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神善良纯全可喜悦的旨意。保罗他以神的慈悲来劝告大家，
And Paul beseeches people on mercies of God,
将身体献上当作活祭要献给神，
To present your bodies as a living sacrifice to God.
所以用这句话再套回诗篇118篇27节的话，
And so if we take this verse and put it back into Psalms 118 verse 27.
就说我们从神那边领受那么多的恩典以后。
It tells us that after we receive so much grace from God.
我们理当把我们自己用绳索拴住。
What we should do is to take ourselves and to bind ourselves.
是我们自己不是拴别人拴自己。
We don't go and bind other people, we bind ourselves.
然后牵到坛脚来献给神。
And we take ourselves to the altar to be sacrificed to God.
那保罗所说的把圣灵献上活祭，这个祭不是躺在那边呢睡觉。
And this living sacrifice that Paul speaks of, it is not just one that sleeps there.
这个祭是要被烧的，来献给神。
The sacrifice is to be burned; it is to be offered to God.
就是摩西时代所谓的燔祭。
And it is the burnt offering referred to in the time of Moses.
那燔祭就是把所有的祭牲全部彻底的烧为毁灭。
And a burnt offering is an offering that is completely burned.
当然烧的话是很痛苦。
And of course, to burn it is very painful.
牛羊它还会叫，也会掉眼泪。
And even the sheep and the oxen, they will shed tears, they will cry.
他们还是很不愿意被牵去被烧掉啊。
They're also not willing to be taken to sacrifice.
是一个很痛苦的经过。
It is a very painful experience.
但是保罗他为什么要说把圣灵献上当作活祭？
Why does Paul say that we must present our bodies as a living sacrifice?
因为保罗他自己有这种体验。
Because Paul himself had this experience.
保罗当大光照着他的时候。
When the great light shone upon Paul.
他一下子就醒过来。
He was awakened.
他说决定这一辈子要奉献给神。
He made a determination to serve God with all his life.
所以保罗他自己说他不管违背从那个天上来的意象。
And so Paul says that he is not able to go against the vision that came from above.
天上来的意象就是使他人生的改变了一个转捩点。
And that vision from heaven was the turning point in his life.
我们人生也是一个转折点呢。
And we also have a turning point in our lives.
从没有信耶稣到信耶稣。
From the time that we did not believe until we did believe.
从黑暗到光明。
From darkness into light.
从在被撒旦控制之下走到光明的国度。
From under the bondage of Satan into the light.
虽然我们没有大光来照我们。
Even though we did not have a great light that shone upon us.
但是神的火、神的爱在我们心里面燃烧，让我们产生一个改变。
The fire and the love of God within our hearts, it has caused us to change.
神的灵在我们心里面运作。
The Spirit of God works within our hearts.
来感动我们。
And it moves us.
让我们能够决定来信耶稣。
So that we can make the determination to come to believe in Jesus Christ.
所以保罗他跟我们是一样的。
So Paul and us are the same.
所以保罗自从他从天上大光照他以后呢，他的决心把他自己献给神，好像是活祭一样。
So from the time that the great light shone upon Paul, he made a determination to become as a living sacrifice.
保罗他经过很多的辛苦。
Paul went through much sufferings.
我看有一次有位先知用皮带绑着保罗的手脚。
And we know that there was a once a,
用皮带绑着保罗的手跟脚。
Paul was bounded with a belt by, in his hands and his feet.
那位先知把他意思就是说圣灵告诉他这个保罗他即将遇到很多的捆绑。
And that prophet was saying that Paul would encounter many bondages.
他说很多弟兄姐妹说那保罗你就不要上耶路撒冷去了。
And so many of the members at that time said, Paul, just do not go up to Jerusalem.
因为圣灵已经明说你去那边你一定会遇害。
Because the Holy Spirit has already said that you will encounter difficulties there.
要是我们有人听到以后就一定说感谢主圣灵指示你说我去那边一定要捆绑感谢主那我这样我们就不要去好了。
And many of us would say that, well, thank God the Holy Spirit has shown you, that's why I don't need to go there, otherwise I'll get bounded.
但是保罗不是这样想。
But this wasn't what Paul thought.
保罗他的心意已经定了，他来就是为了要耶稣，为耶稣受苦的。
Paul already made determination that he would suffer for Christ.
所以保罗在腓立比书那边他说。
So in the book of Philippians, Paul says.
我们信耶稣以后，我们在感恩，我们感恩什么？
And it says that when we believe in Jesus, we give thanks.
一般在做见证我们信耶稣以后感谢主全家大小都很平安。
And a lot of times after we believe, we bear testimony, and what do we give thanks for? We say for peace for our whole family.
但是保罗他却是说我们感恩是因为我们配得我们为主耶稣受苦。
But Paul tells us that we should give thanks because we are counted worthy to suffer for Christ.
因为保罗他这种心智。
Because Paul had this kind of heart.
那位曾经用大光来照他的那位主告诉他你要为我受苦。
The God that shone him with the great light was the one who told him that you will suffer for me.
所以他就把这个事情变成一个很积极的、很正面的、很感恩来领受。
And so he took this as a very positive thing to accept.
所以他就一直往前走啊。
So he continued to go forward.
他知道他将要像一只羊羔啊，被牵往祭坛那个地方来被焚烧。
He knew that he would be like a lamb that was led to the altar of sacrifice to be burned.
他不退缩啊，仍然往前走。
He did not walk backwards. He continued forward.
这种精神啊，值得我们来学习和效法。
This kind of spirit is something that we should learn from.
祭牲啊，被绑住以后，他说跑不掉啊。
After a sacrifice has been binded, it cannot run away.
但是跑不掉，他会很痛苦啊，因为把它拴住，他这样。想要逃哈，这个颈子啊，越缩越紧啊，他一定会很痛苦。
And it's very painful when they try to run away because the noose around their neck actually gets tighter and tighter.
被绑住的羊羔啊，要使自己不痛苦的一个方法是什么
？And what is the way that this lamb cannot suffer?
就是顺服啊，他顺服的话就很轻松了。
All they have to do is submit. If they submit, then it will be very easy.
主人要牵他往东走，他明明要往西走，这个脖子他一定会很痛的。
If the master wants to take him to the east and he goes towards the west, then of course he will be in great pain.
只有当主人说往东走，他就往东走，那寄生就很轻松了。
And when the master goes to the east and he goes towards the east, then he is not in pain.
所以寄生被绑住，好像我们被绑住，我们要宁愿被绑住啊，要顺服。
So after the sacrifice is bounded, then we need to submit to the will of our master.
感谢是我们这次的神训班呢，哎，我们有立下很多的规则。
We thank God that during this seminar we have a lot of rules and regulations.
那大家都甘愿被绑住。
But everybody is willing to be bounded.
啊，里面不能染头发啦，不能穿太短的衣服啊，不能怎么样啊。
You cannot dye your hair. You can't wear too short clothing. There's a lot of regulations.
不能穿太窄的裤子，不能穿太松的裤子，太短、太大，什么都不行啊。要刚刚好的才可以。
You can't wear too tight or too loose clothing. Everything needs to be just right.
自学时间不准讲话。
During self-study time, you can't talk.
一百多个人睡在那么小的空间里面。
A 100 people sleeping in such a small area.
在家里的那个床啊是 queen size 的。
And at home, you sleep on a queen size bed.
你就翻三个滚啊，都不会掉到床底下去的。
You can turn around 3 times and you won't even fall off your own bed.
在这边呢，翻一个滚，哎，就帮隔壁吵醒的。帮隔壁的人吵醒了。
And here, if you just flip half a turn, you'll hit the next person.
啊，在这边呢，还要忍受那个打呼的声音。
And you also have to withstand the sound of snores.
为什么
？Why?
因为我们灵魂被拴住了。
Because we're willing to be bounded.
感谢神啊。
We thank God.
那就是不，刚才被绑住的话就很痛苦。
And if we're not willing to be bounded, then it was very painful.
所以这个寄生啊，要使自己减轻痛苦最好的办法就是顺服。
The best way for the sacrifice to decrease its pain is to submit.
我们地方教会呢，都有每个地方教会的规矩。
In our local churches, we all have our own regulations.
总会有总会的规则。
And the GA also has their own rules.
那我们都要宁可啊，在被绑住了，遵守这些规则。
We need to all be willing to be bounded by these.
我们主耶稣啊，他要进耶路撒冷城啊，就骑着一只驴驹。
And when our Lord Jesus was entering into Jerusalem, he was riding on a donkey.
那一只驴驹呢？哎，也是很乖啊，它就乖乖被牵去给主耶稣骑。
And the donkey was also very good, and it allowed itself to be led towards Jesus Christ.
这只驴驹它只要是不顺服的话，也没办法。
And if this donkey was not submissive, then it would have problems.
那主耶稣骑上去，它都乱跳，好像是野驴驹一样。
And if once Jesus got on it, and he became like a wild donkey.
所以要被献祭的羊羔呢，只要是不顺服的话，也不能够被牵去的。
So if a sacrificial lamb is not submissive, then it also cannot be led to the altar.
好像当时的以撒一样。
And just like
Isaac.
It's just like Isaac.
当亚伯拉罕要献祭的时候。
When Abraham was about to sacrifice.
十几岁的以撒他没有逃走。
Isaac was in his teens and he did not run away.
他父亲已经年纪老迈。
His father was already old in age.
他的体力啊，有能力逃走。
Of course, he had the energy to run away.
但是他却没有逃走。
But he did not.
他甘愿呢、啊、这样牺牲。
Instead, he willingly submitted.
要成全呢、啊、他父亲对神的一种感恩。
So that he could fulfill the thanksgiving that his dad was giving to the heavenly father.
那保罗他说，把我们自己的身体呀、啊、献上当活祭。
Paul tells us to give ourselves as a living sacrifice.
要烧的过程当中是很痛苦的。
And this burning process is very painful.
但是要忍耐。
We need to endure.
有没有忍耐有什么结果呢
？What is the result of our endurance？
我们请看马拉基书。
Let's turn to Malachi.
马拉基书第三章。
Malachi chapter
3. 马拉基书第3章.
Malachi chapter
3. 马拉基书第3章第3节.
Malachi chapter 3 verse 3.
圣经旧约圣经最后的一卷.
Malachi the last book in the Old Testament.
马拉基书3章的第2节.
Chapter 3 verse 2.
他来的日子，谁能当得起呢？他显现的时候，谁能立得住呢？因为他如炼金之人的火，如漂布之人的剑。他必坐下如炼金银子的，必洁净地为人熬炼他们，像金银一样。他们就凭公义献公物给神。第4节。那时犹大和耶路撒冷所献的公物，必蒙神悦纳，仿佛古时之日上古之年。神为了要悦纳。
奉献人的供物啊，他必须要熬炼啊，立为人。In order for God to find the offerings pleasing, he needed to refine them. 但是神在熬炼呢，不是放下去以后，神自己去喝咖啡。But when God refines a person, he does not just leave him there and go have a cup of coffee. 还是去睡午觉。Or to take a nap. 神是坐着啊，两个眼睛耷拉在看里面在熬炼的情形。God's sister with his two eyes wide open looking at the process of the refining.
热度太大了。The temperature is too hot. 神就降低温度。And God will lower the temperature. 温度太低了，神就加温。When the temperature is not hot enough, then God will increase it. 一定刚刚好。It will be just right. 所以神是坐着，两个眼睛一直在看着。So God's sister looking at it. 他不是放着把我们放进熬炼以后，他就不管了。He doesn't leave us there to be purified and then walk away. 啊，神熬炼目的啊，就是为了让我们的供物蒙他悦纳。
He does this so that our offering may be pleasing in His eyes.
这个寄生啊，羊羔啊，被牵去以后，要蒙神悦纳。
So when a sacrifice, a lamb is led towards God, it needs to be acceptable.
蒙神悦纳就是要洁净。
And for it to be acceptable, it must be clean.
我们所知道一个很有名的例子就是摩西。
You know, a very good example is Moses.
摩西啊，在王宫里面生活了40年。
Moses lived in a palace for 40 years.
40年啊，就是他。 对今天来说，是一个青春年华的年纪。
And according to today's time, 40 years is a time of
prime
youth.
我们今天青春年华的年纪啊，也是30岁到40岁中间的。
And our prime youth today is about 30 to 40.
这个年纪呢，正是人呢要追求名利的时候。
And this is a time when people will pursue after fame.
正是人们要追求钱财的时候，要追求权力来享受的时候。但是摩西呢，却在这个时候呢，他宁可选择与神的百姓同受苦难。At
this time, Moses chose to suffer with his people.
他宁可被神的爱挡住。He
was willing to be bounded up by the love of God.
因为他爱他的同胞啊。Because
he loved his people.
但是圣经说啊，摩西也是忍耐啊。
The Bible tells us that Moses had to endure.
他放弃王宫的生活,
he gave up the life in the palace.
以后呢, 过着在旷野里面呢,
After that, he went to the wilderness and led a very lonely life.
他整天呢, 跟那些羊啊, 牛啊, 在一起。
Every day, he was walking around with the lamb and the sheep.
他或许人的话, 也都不太会说了。
And perhaps he didn't even know how to speak anymore.
在旷野里面呢, 没有人可以跟他说话。
Because in the wilderness, there was no one to speak to.
一大早起来呢，他眼睛所看到的就是那些牛羊。
When he wakes up in the morning, his eyes see the sheep and the oxen.
他受苦。
He suffered.
但是呢，他宁可啊受这种苦。
But he was willing to suffer.
他必须要忍耐。
And he needed to endure.
所以他也是啊，宁可自己啊被绑啊。
So he was willing to be bounded.
绑到坛前。
And bounded until the altar.
我们今天也是要学习这种精神。
So today we must also learn the spirit.
宁可自己被绑啊绑住，然后被牵到坛前来奉献给神。
We need to be willing to be bounded as a sacrifice and to be led up to the altar.
我们神训班的学生啊，大部分都是在一个很青春年华的时光。
And our NYTS students were all at the prime of our youth.
我们或许有很多的理想。
Perhaps we have a lot of ideals.
但是在理想之外呢，我们也不要忘记神的恩典。
But aside from our ideals, we must not forget the grace of God.
宁可为耶稣而受苦。
We should rather suffer for Christ.
大家听到苦就很害怕。
A lot of times when people hear suffering, they are very afraid.
这个绳索一绑住以后呢，就好像是失去自由。
When we think we're bounded, then we feel that we've lost our freedom.
事实上，这个绳索是怎么样一个绳索呢？
But this cord is actually, what kind of cord is it?
我们请看何西亚书。
It's in the book of Hosea.
何西亚书十一章。
Hosea chapter 11.
第四节。
Verse 4.
何西阿书十一章的第四节。
Hosea chapter 11 verse 4.
何西阿书十一章第四节。
Hosea chapter 11 verse 4.
小先知书的第一卷呢，但以理书的后面。
The book after Daniel.
十一章第四节。
Chapter 11 verse 4.
我用神啊，慈神爱所牵引他们。我待他们如人放松牛的两腮甲板，把粮食放在他们面前。我们刚说到用绳索把祭牲啊牵到坛前。
And just now we said that this sacrifice was bound with a cord and taken to the altar.
这个绳索是什么绳索？
And what kind of cord is this?
说是慈神爱索。
And it is a gentle cord with bands of love.
是这个慈爱的绳索。
Is with gentle and with love.
除了绳索牵引我们呢，那我们觉得很舒畅。
And when about when a cord of love guides us, then we feel very good.
所以主耶稣把我们牵来，是让我们得好处的。
And so when God guides us, it is for our own benefit.
主耶稣把我们牵来，不是让我们受很多痛苦。
God guides us, and it's not just for our sufferings.
这个慈神爱说，难道呢？说把粮食放在我们面前。
And it says that it is with the gentle cords of bands of love and is taken and put in front of us.
神怎么样把他的粮食放在我们面前呢？
And how does God put his cords in front of us?
那英文里面说弯腰啊。
And it says, I stooped.
那便当就说把他的腰呢，因为神是高高在上啊。
And because God is very high above.
所以他弯腰，自己很谦卑的，把粮食放在我们面前。
And so he has to stoop, he has to bend at his waist to come down to us.
神用他的慈神爱主把我们牵来，让我们得到好处。
And God has taken His gentle cords with bands of love to guide us, so that we may be benefited.
所以，当我们被牵到坛前来奉献的时候
，And so when we have been guided up to the altar to be sacrificed,
神的好处就是在里边呢。
There is the benefit of God.
要享受神的好处，一定要被牵到坛前。
If we want to enjoy the benefits of God, we must be led up to the altar.
并且用慈神啊来牵引。
We must be led by the gentle cords of love.
用神的爱啊，把我们绑住。
We must be bounded by the love of God.
我们看保罗他也说。
We can see what Paul said.
你要个什么东西能够使我使爱啊，使我跟基督的爱啊来隔离
？He says, "What can separate me from the love of Christ?"
是刀剑吗？是瘟疫吗？什么都不是。
Is it sword? Is it pestilence? It's nothing.
正常的情况来讲嘛，困难会使一个人啊跟神离开。
And in normal situations, you may say, well, suffering may cause one to leave God.
但是对保罗来讲却是刚相反。
But for Paul, this was completely opposite.
越是困难，越是软弱的时候，越是能够显出神的恩典来。
The more pain and suffering he was in, the weaker he was, this manifested the love of God even more.
所以神是用慈神爱所把我们牵引的。
And so God has guided us and drew us with the gentle cords of love.
啊，牵引呢，圣经说啊，带他们好像是人放松牛的两腮甲板。
Says, and I was to them as those who take the yoke from their neck.
那就是很轻松的。
And it was done very gently.
所以主耶稣他自己亲自做见证啊。
And so Jesus Christ Himself bore witness.
说来到我这里来的人就可以得到安息。
Those who come to me will receive rest.
啊，因为我的轭啊是很轻省的，我担子是很轻的。
Because my yoke and my burden is light.
因为啊，主耶稣是心里面很柔和谦卑。
Because Jesus Christ, in His heart, He was very gentle.
我们看，连神他要养我们，他做一个很谦虚的态度来养我们。
We can see that the way God even guides us is a very humble attitude.
所以难怪诗篇的作者啊，他一直说。
That's why the author of the book of Psalms says.
我们再请看回诗篇一百一十八篇。
Let's turn back to Psalms 118.
二十七节。
Verse 27.
诗篇一百一十八篇的二十七节。
Psalm 118, verse 27.
主是神，他用光照了我们，你当用绳索把祭牲拴住，牵到坛角那里。
27. God is the Lord, and He has given us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords to the horns of the altar.
当时神用慈神爱着牵引着以色列百姓。
When God guided the Israelites with the gentle cords of love.
以色列百姓以为这些都跟他们的好处一点关系都没有。
These Israelites thought that they had nothing to do with their own benefits.
所以摩西他一直强调说，这是你们的生命呢。
And so Moses kept emphasizing that this is your life.
神的律例典章就是你们的生命。
And God's rules and regulations are your life.
你们不要认为一点关系都没有。
Do not think that it has nothing to do with you.
他们遵守的话，他们的日子啊就能够过得很好。
If they kept them, then they would lead a good life.
他们就蒙啊受神的祝福。
And they would receive the blessings of God.
所以我们看一看，神是很慈爱的。
So we can see that God is very merciful.
神都把我们啊牵引牵引到他那里。
God has led us, and He has led us to Him.
所以我们愿不愿意？被神的慈生爱所绑住呢？
And so are we willing to be bounded by the cords of love of God?
难道被牵到十字架的地方来为耶稣受苦呢？
Are we willing to be led up to the cross to suffer for Christ?
受苦的背后就是神自己要养我们。
Behind the sufferings is that Jesus Christ will take care of us himself.
而且神是弯腰很谦卑的在养我们。
And Jesus Christ will guide us and lead us by stooping down and very humbly.
所以大卫他说啊，我的好处不在神以外。
And so Paul, David says that his benefit is not outside of God.
全世界哪有这种神呢？
In this whole world, is there another God like this?
主啊，神的慈爱啊，待我那么如此的美好。
And this is how beautiful the mercy and love of God is.
所以我们想想。
So if we think about it.
我们要下定决心呢。
We need to make a determination.
我们愿意把我们的一生啊，来奉献给主用。
Are we willing to sacrifice our entire life for God to use?
只要我们这个心智。
As long as we have this heart,
不管是做什么事情，
regardless of what it is that we do,
都是为主而做。
We do it for Christ.
只要为做什么事情，都是荣耀主的名。
Whatever we do it for the glory of God.
这个就会做圣工了。
And this is doing holy work.
做圣工并不一定说要上来领会，要翻译诗情。
Holy work doesn't mean that you have to come up to say a sermon or to interpret or to play a piano.
我们随时随在呢，随处啊，能够荣耀神的名，就做圣工。
No matter where we are, what we do, we can do the work of God.
我们只要是愿意受苦的话，就能够与罪断绝。
If we're willing to suffer and we're willing to cut ourselves off from sin,
与罪断绝就能够成为一个义人。
When we cut ourselves off from sin, then we become a righteous man.
能够保证我们将来啊到天国里面去。
And this can guarantee us that we will enter into heavenly kingdom.
这个是最后的好处了。
And this is the greatest benefit of all.
我们27节再念一遍。
Let us read verse 27 once again.
我们请大家一起念。
Let us read it all together.
主是神，他光照了我们，理当用绳索把祭牲拴住，牵到坛角那里。